Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. You're listening to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Okay, all for love. All for the love of the game, right?
Yeah, it's by Color Me Bad. They're from Oklahoma. So okay. I was trying to get Chris Harris Jr.'s hometown in this.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen to Color Me Bad. That's just a guess. But they're from Oklahoma?
You might be wrong. Yeah.
Okay, they're from Oklahoma, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Chris Harris Jr., choosing in free agency to go with the Los Angeles Chargers. And more details have come out about the contract that Chris Harris Jr. is getting from the Los Angeles Chargers. Two-year contract, $17 million from the Chargers. And that was reported by Mike Kliss. Contract includes incentives worth up to $1.25 million each season. And certainly with the Chargers and all that talent that they have on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, it's something where, okay, perhaps you could see those incentives reached. And those incentives, you know, could be activated for Chris Harris Jr. But it's somber, man. It's just like yesterday. Just like yesterday when I open up the show, I'm all hangry, I'm mad, I'm emotional. And what did I say, Nick? I said, I love Chris Harris Jr., man. I don't want to see him go.
And listen, I appreciate that, you know, and I'm sure he definitely appreciates the love and affection that you have sent to him, because there have been some individuals who have not embraced his departure that way. They loved him while he was here, but the moment he decided to jump ship, it was, you know, Chris is this, Chris is that. I'm like, whoa, 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 pump your brakes.
Right.
Just think about the things that he's done.
Well, he joins us now on the VIP line. It is Chris Harris Jr. Chris, Cecil Lammy, Nick Ferguson, thanks very much for joining the show. And I've been there with you from day one, man. And I started the show yesterday. I said, man, I love Chris Harris Jr. I'm going to miss him. And I just wanted to start out this interview just saying, hey, man, I certainly appreciate everything you did for Broncos country and going to miss seeing you, you know, on a daily basis out there at Dove Valley.
I know, my man. Definitely going to miss you. It's been a blast 9 years, man. And I just thank y'all boys for always supporting me, for sure.
Well, Chris, let's get down to it. I mean, there were words that you were going to join the Raiders that didn't work out, and then you end up joining the Chargers. What happened with that whole process?
The Raiders, already had a nickelback that they have been playing there, Joyner, I think. And I think they told me that they still wanted him in there. So, I was looking for the best fit where I can go back and doing what I've been doing. And the Chargers, they had that opportunity for me.
Yeah, and they have that opportunity. They got Casey Hayward and Desmond King. So now you're joining a group of corners. I mean, how do you think that you'll fit in there with those guys? Because there's, you know, now they got three incredibly quality corners with the Chargers.
I fit in great, man. Just talking to everybody in their organization yesterday, talking to Miles, he's the coach I had here in Denver, playing me all over the field, man. Let me be the quarterback of the defense inside, being able to play multiple defenses. Be versatile and get back doing what I did my first 8 years.
Chris, the biggest question everyone wants to know in Broncos country, why was it impossible to get a deal done with the Denver Broncos, and what changed that shipping you to the Chargers?
I figured after they traded for AJ, I figured it was a done deal just because all the money they allocated to all the other positions on the team. And I pretty much figured from there that it was pretty much over.
Chris Harris Jr. joining Nick Ferguson, Cecil Lammy here on The Fan. And Chris, how would you best remember, like, you got a favorite play, a favorite time during your time with the Denver Broncos? How will you reflect on this?
Oh, man, just the whole 9 years, man. I just, just walking into the meeting room with Champ and B-Doc and Goodman, Goody, just remembering those type of moments. And now I'm just, it's been a great 9 years. I feel like I don't have any regrets at all, man. I'm leaving like with total peace because I never slacked. I always prepared every game like it was a championship. I always tried to do whatever I could to help my teammates be better players on the field, be able to help them and off the field. So I feel like I gave my all. I always tried to give 100% at practice and be able to lead that way with my work ethic. And so I don't have any regrets at all leaving Denver. And I feel like I definitely left it all out there on the field and definitely did the best I could.
Well, Chris, you've always been known as being a very fiery player. And we definitely know about the conversation that you had with Keenan Lining going back and forth. Now you guys are going to be on the same team. How is that going to work now?
Oh, man, it's going to work great, man, being able to get that work every day in practice. I mean, Keenan's one of the best in the slot around the league. So to be able to get that great work, me and him going at it every day, just preparing each other for the season, going against Mike Williams. When I got to face the big receivers, being able to have two different looks, I think that's going to be huge. And just share a lot of information that I got from teams that we face in AFC West. They've already had a lot of success in the division, but just give them little tidbits and stuff that I've learned.
It's Chris Harris Jr. joining Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And Chris, when you look at this situation with AJ Bouye, I don't think he's really replacing you because you guys are different players in my eyes. But what kind of fit do you think AJ would be here? He had some great things to say about you when we talked to him on a conference call. How do you think AJ will fit here in that Broncos secondary?
Definitely AJ has a lot of talent. It's different. You know, it's different how the system than AJ's probably ever played. So it's just adjustments. So I think he has the talent definitely to excel, and he's definitely smart enough to have a great season here, and I wish him the best for sure.
Well, Chris, you know, as an undrafted free agent who played here for 5 years and a guy who also wore number 25, I definitely appreciate what you brought to Broncos country every week, and I definitely appreciate that group of guys that you were with, you know, in a no-fly zone. I don't know if it's going to be a no-fly zone with the Chargers, but I definitely wanted to tell you how much I appreciate the work ethic and what you brought to the game. But I want to give you a moment to say your final statement to Broncos country so they can hear it, you know, not on Twitter, not on Instagrams, but directly from your lips to their ears.
Oh, yeah. It's always love from me to the Broncos country. Definitely to see me grow, see my family. Just continue to grow and to just kind of help me grow as a man. And so I always love Broncos country. And I know they're going to hate me for two games, but hey, man, it's pretty good. I'm definitely make them hate me, but it's all good for those two games. I think it's all love, though.
Well, you know, Broncos country will love you, Chris, again, when you come back to get inducted in that Ring of Fame. And I think you're on a Hall of Fame track as well, my friend. So. We certainly appreciate your time. Chris Harris, Jr., thanks for taking a moment out of your day and for joining the show, man. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to miss y'all boys, man. Shout out to the fan, man. I definitely helped y'all out with the media.
Hey, appreciate it, man. You always keep it real, man. That's what you might do.
All right. Thanks, Chris. And there we have him. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Harris Jr.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.